St. Mary's girls earlier notched their third win as they downed the Wolverines 33-27. To my right is St. Mary's coach, Derek Varner. Coach, congratulations. What first comes to mind overall when reflecting on this victory?
I think it was just a good, tough win early on in this season for our girls. We've had a lot of competitive games here before break. It's probably the third close game of our season so far, and so I think we did a good job of dictating the tempo of the game, and that's our big takeaway from this game is pushing the court when we need to and slowing it down when we need to. And
Altarelli and Clay Central Everly games, both also very competitive. West Bend Mallard scored off the opening tip-off, but then they wouldn't score again for about close to 11 more minutes, and you scored 13 straight during that span to get control.
Yeah, I think our tough man defense led to those points. We played really good defensively. We were in that man, just putting the pressure on the guards and forced a lot of turnovers. Offensively, we're getting a lot of good looks early on. We were attacking, we were driving, we were moving the ball around. When we found that open lane, we attacked it. And as the game went on, that kind of slowed down. We got some girls into foul trouble, and so I think our girls were a little hesitant to take it to the rack. Mm-hmm. Those couple offensive fouls kind of scared them a little bit. But
right. You led by as many as 16 in the second half. Appeared to have things well in hand, but West Bend Mallard said, not so fast, getting it down to 6 in the final seconds. But you win by that margin. And, you said foul trouble. Lizzie Lenhart, for one, picked up her fourth midway through the third quarter. You kept her out there for all but the final seconds of the third quarter. Obviously, need her out there, your all senior leader, and with your bench at not the strength that you would like it, kind of an easy decision there, and trusting your senior to be able to lay off, and that she did, and played it smart.
Yeah, she had a lot of experience last year playing with four fouls. We had same situation last year, and she's used to playing with three or four fouls for a good portion of the game. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, six players you're limited to for a little while longer, but again, something you as a coach grew accustomed to, unfortunately, last season, and just something you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a good group of girls that play smart, play hard for us. So,
well, Lizzie had 14 points to lead the way, and Danica DeMars, how about the freshman's evolution early in the season? Had 11 points and great at dropping dimes.
Yeah.
She's been, and getting to the line with frequency, made 6 of her 8 attempts.
Yeah, she's gaining confidence, and I think her and Emily are both gaining some more confidence, and I think as the season goes on, we'll see them start to relax a little bit more, start to feel out the game, and I think they're going to be a big part of our team this year, and I think for the years to come, that's where a lot of our scoring is going to come from, and it's just going to take experience. They don't have a lot of varsity experience, and I used to playing at this level, and so, that's why these close games are good for them.
Uh-huh. Hopefully another that's gaining confidence is Graceland Dahlhauser. Had a nice drive to the basket and getting to the free throw line, and made that one nice hustle play, chasing down a loose ball on offense, which got the crowd, your crowd, in an uproar and keeping a possession alive.
Yeah, her role is defense. She plays great defense. She's always hustling. You'll always see her diving after loose balls. She's all over the court getting rebounds for us, and she plays her butt off on defense and does a great job for us on that end of the court. And so we'll still work on gaining that confidence on offense as well and make her a two-way player. But it's patience, takes time, and we'll get her where we want her to. But she, great defender.
And looking ahead to Tuesday, what about taking on a Sioux Central team, which has had to do a little bit of reloading this year?
Yeah, I haven't had too much of a look at them. I'm going to, this weekend, go watch some tape, see what they do, come up with a game plan. A lot of our focus has been on West Bend all week, so we'll reload on the weekend and
get to work on Tuesday.
Get to work.
We'll see you then, Coach.
Absolutely.
Derek
Varner,
thank you very much. Congrats on the win.